Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Hey, it's a funny, funny day today because we have a special guest, George Bettinger. Yes, you may know him from Mom and Pop Shop. Every day except Saturday at 4 p.m. in daylight time, 1 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time on www.hotmix.com. I'm probably getting everything in there. Today's guest is both a comedian and a man of many voices. For today's interview, open with a little taste of Mr. Bettinger right now.
Hey, Carly, you imbecile, what took you so long?
Coffee.
Oh, it's a coffee fit. Hey, there's a place. George Bettinger's Mom and Pop Shop. Come on, kid, I'll get you a cup of coffee. Can I help you fellas?
Oh, coffee, quick.
Oh, I don't believe it. Los tres chiflados.
Hey, mister, get my friend a cup of coffee, quick. Okay, sure. Would you like a regular? No, Kenya. Kenya? No. Make it Sumatra. I got you under my skin. Not Sinatra, you idiot. Sumatra. We just have plain old coffee. What? No kosher coffee? You know, a glatte latte. Yuck, yuck, yuck. How about a slappuccino? Oh, thanks, Mo. I needed that. Anytime, biped.
Oy, qué bruto.
Hiya, Tex.
Touch cue ball.
Take it easy, little girl. Whenever he has coffee, he gets a little bit excited. Yeah, let's dance. Doble hano huna hano tia macarena. Bop to the bop to the bop to the bena.
Oh, yeah, you order and a bag of chips, chubby. Yo, Jorge, thanks for the chuckles.
Minnie, wait a minute. Are you paying for these, or is this going to be another Tuesday deal?
Aight, Georgie, I'm buying.
Oh, it's Minnie the Moocher. Yuck, yuck, yuck.
That's it, homie.
Let's get out of here, kid.
Thank you. That was George Bettinger doing the Three Stooges. Now let's see if we have him online. George, are you there? Let's see. Okay, let me try that switchboard again. And we'll see. George?
Hi, Nancy. I'm
there
here. Are you with me? Hey,
yeah,
how you doing?
That was terrific. I love that little bit there. That was very funny.
Thank you.
All the voices. And
yes,
at the
doing
Friars
all the voices.
Club last
yeah.
night, and seems like you have a lot of friends at the Friars.
Oh, I do indeed. A lot of them love your show, and I've heard so many wonderful things about your show, and I'm so glad to be here. How was that book signing last night? It must have been wild.
You know everything. It was packed. You would have loved it. Actually, you probably could have done the voices of everyone there. Let me see. There was Abe Vigoda was there.
Yes.
And another voice master, Larry Storch.
Oh, I love Larry Storch.
Yes,
he's
a
wonderful.
great voice master, Bobby Ramson. Who you know.
Oh, terrific.
Yes, it was a great line. I'm trying to think. And, of course, Stewie Stone.
Oh, yeah.
These are all your guys. These are your guys.
These are my guys. These are my peeps. I love it. It's wonderful. I'm gonna,
Tom
when I come
Leopold.
To New York, I've got to see you guys.
Yes, yeah. Tom Leopold was there. You know, the well-known comedy writer, sitcom comedy writer, and he's also
yes.
a comedian. And Bill Persky. You remember Bill Persky?
Yes, absolutely.
Well, it was a fun-filled, jam-packed night. For the book signing last night. But let's talk about
great.
You, George. You. All right. Now I know. Let's go back a little for people who don't know you. How did you start out, George? I know where you are now, but how did you start out? Did it start out as a childhood? You started doing voices as a child? And
I began doing voices as a child, and they tried to take me to every doctor they possibly could, but I just didn't stop doing voices. I used to work in my dad's shop, which was a little tiny luggage store on Delancey, on Orchard Street, on the Lower East Side of New York.
I know where it is, yes.
Yeah, Bettinger's Luggage. And it was a tiny store, and whenever a customer would leave, my father would say, make a sale. So if I couldn't make a sale as myself, all of a sudden I turn into somebody else. Hello, this is Jackie Mason. I want you to buy this suitcase because if you buy it, you're going to be very happy. It's a delicious suitcase. It's got a nice color. It's got wheels. It's terrific. And then they say, hey, this kid does voices. Okay, we'll buy it.
Oh, terrific. And then how old were you when you knew you were Obviously, your voice changed to do the voices, but how old were you?
Yes,
when...
in the beginning, I was doing Groucho and Jackie Mason and everybody as a child. So they kind of talked
like
this.
That? How did you know? But how did you know? You knew you were well-versed in these comedians at an early age?
You know what it was? When I was a kid, I had a kidney problem called nephritis, and I had to stay in a lot, and I watched a lot of TV. And in those days, we had, as you know, we had wonderful TV. We had Soupy Sales. Soupy was on, and Chuck McCann, and then there were those wonderful movies they'd play with the Marx Brothers and Eddie Cantor, and I just absorbed all these comedians, and I loved them so much because they made you happy, and I just started imitating them.
Oh, interesting. Now, do you remember a show? What was the name of the show with Andy Devine?
Oh, yes, that was a children's show, Andy's Gang.
Andy's Gang. What was that? Do you remember the name, Andy's Gang? And was
I'm
that
not
quite-
sure. Was yeah, they had cartoons? A cartoon show too, right?
I think it was cartoons and Froggy.
That's right, and Froggy was the little character.
So you're pretty much much like my friend Bob Greenberg, a nostalgia buff.
Oh, I love it. I love it. And Bob's a dear friend of mine. I love Bob, and he's a great guy. He was probably there last night as well.
Yes, see, Bob was there too. Bob was there. Let me see. Comedians you might know, Michelle Ballin.
Oh, yeah.
Sandy Ellers. And
I've got to come to New York and celebrate with all you guys because the show, the Mom and Pop Shop on Hot Mix 106, my radio show, has taken off. I never dreamed it was going to be this big. And we, every day we're on for 90 minutes and we get like 700-800 posts on Facebook.
That
and
is just – it's amazing. When you see today, do you find it that you're bringing like this young market that had no concept of who these people are? Where we grew up being told about them. Oh, you got to see this guy, you got to see that. But these kids today, they act like they've discovered them.
You know what it is? It's like they're just hearing funny voices. If I'm doing the weather and all of a sudden I turn into Georgie Jessel, who was a famous friar, of course, and I say, you know, on the Nancy Lombardo show today, the weather is going to be very beautiful outside. And, you know, all of a sudden they say, hey, that's a funny-sounding voice.
My sister actually pointed that out to me. I do voices as well. And I was doing a Edith Piaf parody, and she's much younger, and I said, do you even know who Edith Piaf is? And she goes, no. She goes, no, I don't. But it's a real funny voice.
You see? It's great. It's wonderful. And we're introducing new people to the show. The show is like yours, good, clean fun for all ages. And it's the kind of TV, radio, media that you and I know that we
this
love.
It's amazing because you do this show every day except Saturday at 4.
And, yeah, we close the shop on Saturday.
What is that, Shabbat? I don't know what that is.
Yeah, it was Shabbos. My father used to always say in the luggage store, keep the store closed on Saturday. So I listen.
Oh, all right. Okay, there you go. So you keep it closed on Saturday. And so that's interesting. So let me ask you something, because you seem to be very influenced by your father.
Oh, yes. Both parents. They're both gone, and I miss them, but I was influenced very much by my mother. She was very much into show business, and my father was a character. He was like the Jewish Tony Soprano. He would hang around his store on the Lower East Side with a cigar, knew nothing about show business. It didn't matter to him. But all these celebrities used to shop at his store because he sold everything for such low prices. You know, Jerry Lewis would come in, hello, Louie, I'm here to buy. I'd love to, it's a suitcase. Where can I get, I'd love, how much does it cost? You know, and
so,
my father would take care of all, you could be a king or you could be somebody who just walked in off the street. He'd treat you the same. Lousy. No, he treated you great.
I see that
great.
Influenced you. That seemed to influence you in your love for comedy.
You
so
know,
when
I
did
think,
you branch out into comedy as well?
You're absolutely right, Nancy. It did influence me because being in New York in the melting pot and meeting all kinds of customers, as soon as a customer would come in, I would imitate them. They'd say, hello, I'm here to buy a suitcase from you. Okay, I will get you the suitcase and bring it out to you. You know, it's like, and it did influence me, and I started to do stand-up, and then I was doing a little bit of stand-up at places on Long Island because we lived in Queens.
How old were you when you started doing stand-up?
Oh, about 19 years old.
Wow. So you're like Eddie Murphy and
yep.
Adam Sandler.
Played a lot of the same places, yeah. Played the White House Inn and Governors and just had Jackie Martling on my show the other day. He's an old-time friend.
Oh, I love Jackie's friend also. Well, he's been on the show as well. He's a wonderful.
And we had Pat Cooper on the other day, and he was hysterical because we were talking to each other like Pat Cooper was on. Pat Cooper was on, and he was saying, "George, I'm playing a club in New Jersey. I don't know where it is. Do you have directions?" I said, "Pat, I don't know where to how to tell you to get to your club."
Oh, that's. Do you have directions? He yelled at you. You know when Pat's in a room.
No, the funniest thing, Nancy, was that when he got on the phone, I said, "Pat, we're going to push the Surflight Theater." "Okay." And then he says, "Where is that?"
It's just, they set you up.
They set you up. Absolutely.
They set you up. So you started doing comedy. So tell
started
me some
doing
of the,
comedy, yes.
As a comedian, some of the interesting, do you have any interesting stories for me there?
Oh, wonderful stories. I started meeting all the, I was in New York at the right time, and I got to meet people like Milton Berle, and just, you know, he who else has stories where they could say, I walked over to Uncle Milty and I said, "You know, your name was Berlinger." And he said, "That's right." And I said, "My name is Bettinger." And he says, "That's right. Who's the girl?" He points to my wife immediately. and I said, "This is Lizette Amato." He said, "Are you Italiano?" And she said, "No, I'm Cubano." So he said, "Here, smoke this." And he stuck a cigar in her face. Just funny stories, you know. And he said, so you two are a mixed marriage." I said, "Well, we're Cuban and Jewish. We live in Casa Hadassah." So he was laughing, and I just love the laughter, you know, meeting Henny Youngman. Madeline Kahn was a good friend.
It's amazing.
I miss
that
her.
You knew all of these people. You were like 19, and you knew all these celebrities.
Yes, I started doing radio and TV commercials, and then when you go on audition, sometimes you bump into somebody, and I would always like strike up a conversation and talk about stuff, and you know, it's just I love the business. I eat, sleep, and breathe show business. I love it.
Now, your wife, is she a comedian as well?
Well, sometimes when she puts on a certain dress, I'm only kidding. She's actually not. She's actually a trained opera singer, and she used to work in New York at the Met, and she used to sing next to Pavarotti and Luciano. Yeah, she worked every night at the Met.
Oh, that's amazing. Let me just check. Is there a caller on the line here? Hello? Let me see.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Hello, caller.
Hi, this is Denny.
Hey, Denny Daniel.
Oh,
yep.
Hello. Denny Daniel, do you have a question for our guest?
Well, I just wanted to state, George, in my opinion, is what I call the god of various voices. And
yes.
He does all the most interesting voices.
The Lon Chaney of voices.
the man of a thousand voices.
And it is true, because I run a museum with interesting things.
What's your museum?
It's called the Museum of Interesting Things, and George has been such an amazing supporter of it, because he runs something like a candy shop, and we were discussing how when we were kids, there was always that candy shop around the corner that you'd bike ride to.
The mom and pop shop.
Yep. The mom and pop shop, that's what
every
the show
is. Every day except Saturday at 4 p.m. Yeah.
Thank you, Nancy.
There you go.
Denny, it's good to hear from you, and I have to tell everybody, that website that Denny has, the Museum of Interesting Things,
is that,
phenomenal.
Denny?
Gotta check it out.
Give us the website, Denny.
It's museumofinterestingthings.org, or if you don't want to type so much, it's museumthings.org.
And where's it located?
It's a traveling museum. I'm based in Broadway and 8th Street in Manhattan. But actually, we travel, so we go to you.
Oh, Broadway and 8th Street? You're in my neighborhood.
Oh, am I? That's funny.
Yeah, their museum, Denny's museum, is wonderful. He goes to schools. He travels to schools and teaches kids what a cylinder was, what a 78 was. You know, just wonderful inventions.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's terrific, Denny. And thank you, the Museum of, say it again.
The Museum of Interesting Things.
The Museum of Interesting Things.
George is definitely one of.
Actually, I love that because that goes in conjunction with nostalgia, trivia. I love that the toilet was actually invented by Thomas Crapper.
Yeah, I know. It's funny that it was his name, and I'm sure he's not happy about it years later.
Well, hey, he made out like a bandit. Thank you for being a guest, for calling in.
You're welcome.
Denny.
I like
all
to
right.
think
Thanks,
that the museum,
Denny.
By the way, that we make little listeners for George, because we bring people back to an era. The point is to get people to realize their iPods didn't pop out of thin air, and that's what George does.
Yes,
Thanks,
he does.
Denny.
Thank you, Denny.
All right. Catch you later. Bye.
Bye-bye.
So we also have listening to us, one of my favorite Blog Talk Radio shows, Betty Jo Tucker from Real Talk Radio.
Oh, I love Betty Jo.
Oh, well, we all love Betty Jo, and congratulations on her book going to Kindle and being up there in the top numbers.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, that's Real Talk Radio every Tuesday. She's smiley facing me. I'm an avid George Bentinger fan. She sent you a flower
yes.
smiley face.
Yes, when Betty Jo had me on her show, she had me do Jack Benny and Groucho. You know, Groucho, Rochester, and Don Wilson are just waiting to meet you, you see. Well, that's certainly the silliest thing I ever heard.
I know. I was listening to that show, actually, and we have a caller. Here we go. Hello, caller. You're on the air. Your name? Hello?
Hello,
yes.
This is Sherry Lamb. I'm a friend of George Bettinger's, and he asked me to call in as I own a trailer. I'm a character on his show.
Oh, okay. All right.
Hi there. This is I Own a Trailer.
All right. Another fan of George's. Tell us something about George that nobody knows.
That nobody knows. I don't know what to say about that. Kind of keep things
secret. Hey, Iona, Trailer, keep
to.
It. Yeah, keep it clean, Iona.
Oh, I have to keep it clean?
Yes, please.
My goodness. Well, I met George about a year ago, and I won $40 million in the Missouri lottery. And I decided to come to New York and visit New York, and I was telling him all about my visit where they wouldn't let me in because I talk funny, and I was in this big trailer. So I went back and made it into a tour bus, and then they let me park at the bus station. They was real nice there. There's all these nice gentlemen outside the bus station, and there's all these nice ladies and their cute little mini skirts and stuff. So I invite them into the trailers to have a party, and that place was rocking.
You see that? You see that, Nancy?
Now,
we
Iona, are you the voice on some of his clips? Is that the voice?
I'm the Iona Trailers clip.
She comes on as Iona Trailer, and her real name is Sherry Lamb, and she's a very, very talented lady.
Thank
Sherry,
you, Georgie.
Are you an actress as well?
Yeah, we do some acting.
Okay.
That's a whole nother story. I got to tell Nancy about. Got to tell Nancy Lombardo about my acting class. I teach seniors in Florida to get into commercials and TV.
That's terrific. What part of Florida?
It's in Pembroke Pines.
Pembroke Pines. And what's your website? Say it slowly.
My website is georgebettinger.com. Georgebettinger.com.
That's two T's, I-N-G-E-R.
That's it, G-E-O-R-G-E.
Oh, we just love George's show. My goodness, you just meet all kinds of characters there. I get to meet Jack Benny, and I get to meet Groucho Marx, and my favorite, Mrs. Crumble, comes in there to his shop. My
well,
goodness,
you know,
she rides that mechanical bull like nobody's business.
Iona, let me see if I can find Mrs. Crumble. Thank you for calling in, Iona.
Thank
okay,
you for calling,
thank you
Iona.
Very much, Ms. Lombardo.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye,
and let me see if I can actually find Mrs. Crumble.
Mrs. Crumble, for those who don't know, is 104 years old. And she's a lady who stops by. You know, whenever you go to a candy shop when you were a kid, there were always some old people hanging out, sitting on the stools, you know. And she comes every day to the shop, and she's a panic.
Well, let's hear a little clip here we have from George. Mrs. Crumble.
Hey, buddy, guess what?
What is it, Smiling Ed? I'm trying to do my show.
I have a delivery for Mrs. Crumble.
Oh, a delivery for Mrs. Crumble. I guess you could leave it in the shop until she gets here.
All right, I got to bring it in now. It's really heavy. Oh, I got to pull this thing in.
What is that? What are you bringing in the shop?
This is a mechanical bull, buddy.
A mechanical bull in the mom and pop shop?
Yeah, it looks pretty impressive, doesn't it?
Oh, my gosh, I can't believe Mrs. Crumble. She's 103 years old, and she wants a mechanical bull?
Well, you know how things are these days. Oh, yes. Open the door for Mrs. Crumble.
Hello, everybody. It's me, your old friend, Mrs. Crumble.
Mrs. Crumble, there came a big, big, big delivery for you. It's a mechanical bull.
Hey, Georgie. Did my mechanical bull get here?
Yes. What is a mechanical bull doing in the middle of the mom and pop shop? What are you going to do with this?
Well, I don't want to get into too many details there, Georgie, but I wanted to get a mechanical bull as a birthday present for my Stanley.
A mechanical bull for Stanley? He's 104.
Why, yes, yes, you see, we were reminiscing, and it would remind him of his old days when he was a rough rider with Teddy Roosevelt.
Ah, yes, he was a rough rider, indeed. There was no talcum powder at the time, no.
His receiver's off the hook.
I got an idea. Let's put her up there. Hoist her up there, my boy. Okay, now get up there, Mrs. Crumble.
Before I let you know, don't tell Stanley about the present, and don't tell Stanley that me and Teddy were once an item.
I won't tell him.
You'll make him very jealous.
Okay.
All right.
Ah, bully for you, yeah.
Well, let's start her up.
Okay, let's plug it in. Here we go. Put your head on the door.
Bye, everybody. Bye. That sounded an awful lot like Iona trailer.
It sounds a little like Iona, but that's actually my wife, Lizette Amato, and she plays Mrs. Crumble and various other characters like Gracie.
Oh, yes, I'm going to play that later on. I think I heard her. That was in the first clip. That was her in the first clip then.
Yeah, she was playing this little girl, Minnie, in the first clip. You know, what the show reminds me of, Nancy, is that I grew up loving Soupy and the liveness, that beautiful thing that you come home from school every day and there's a live host there, and you never know what's going to happen on the show, and that's what it's all about. It's just my love of that
era.
Oh,
yes. Soupy Sales was, and if you remember, this was black and white and very strange.
Yep.
And you are popular, George. I'm going to get back to you, but you have another caller. Hold on.
Oh, okay.
Hello, caller. You're on the air. Your name?
Hello. This is Schmoopy.
Schmoopy.
Hello, George.
Yeah, like
George?
Schmoopy. Like what, Schmoopy? How did you know how to dial a telephone?
Oh my God! I had my assistant White Fang do it. I'm so sorry. I thought I was the one that was talking.
Go ahead, Schmoopy.
Okay. So, listen, I started going into the shop not too long ago, and although I heard a lot of things about it, I went in anyway because I have a lot of strong opinions, but I don't agree with all of them.
Sounds familiar, this voice here. And who is this really?
This is Lizette Amato.
Oh, hi.
Nancy, this is my wife Lizette calling in.
Yes, I figured it was
Nancy.
Someone who
Hi, honey.
You. You're probably like in the other room.
No, we can't
great,
afford
honey.
We can't. No, we can't afford two rooms.
Bring home the milk.
Nancy,
are you on the show? Yes, go
Honey,
ahead.
Nancy, I just wanted to tell you, thank you for showing your good taste in having George and I on the show.
Oh, yeah, I love your voices. I'm actually a big fan of voices myself. I think I met my voice idol. I'll tell you, my voice idol of all time.
Okay.
At a party, and she was my inspiration for doing voices. I'm a comedian as well. And I'm sitting at a party, I'm looking at this woman, and she goes, what do you do? I say, I'm a comedian. And I said, what do you do? She goes, oh, you wouldn't know what I do. And I said, no, what do you do? Oh, I do voices. And I said, okay, what's your name? And she goes, oh, you won't know who I am. I said, I'll know. Well, what's your name? And she goes, June Foray. And I went, June Foray? Oh, my God. You're my inspiration for every voice I ever did. And she goes,
you know who I am? Oh, my. She's like a patron saint.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Of voices.
That is wonderful.
Yes.
That's wonderful.
You know.
That reminds me.
Well, I don't
want
to take up any more time. I just wanted to say thank you. And honey, you're doing great. I'm so proud of you.
Oh, thank you.
At the Mom and Pop Show. Hey, is she on the Mom and Pop Show too?
Yes, yes.
I'm
all
mom.
The time.
She's
mom.
Okay. All right,
mom.
George will do the jokes.
I'll leave you too. Take care.
Okay,
Bye.
Sweetie. Thank you.
Bye, honey.
A nice right. fan base
it's
you got
a
going
family
there.
Show. It's a family show.
Yes, so the June Foray, who is my inspiration for voices, and,
yeah.
Oh, I see here somebody's trying to, oh, my friend Natalie Mayer, my very good friend, and she's a very good person, is trying to tune into the show and can't. Natalie, if you're listening or you're not listening, don't worry. This show is archived, and you can download it for free on iTunes. So you can play it while you're exercising. Now back to George. George, okay, tell me about your radio show.
Well, the radio show is called The Mom and Pop Shop, and it's on every single day at 4 o'clock Eastern Standard Time for 90 minutes, and that's 1 o'clock Pacific in California. And what it is it's a little candy shop that's open to the public that people can write into, and I play some really nice records from the 50s and 60s and 70s. And in between each song, I do a comedy bit or an imitation or a routine. And it's very light, and we like people to be able to come and forget their stress and their worries and their anxieties for the day.
Now, is
and
this
just
a physical radio station?
Yes, it's a physical radio station called HotMix106.com. HotMix106.com.
So they come into a studio, or do they phone in?
We actually communicate more than anything on Facebook. So while the show is happening, just like you're broadcasting now, while I'm doing it, I keep hearing emails coming. So when a song is on, I check Facebook. And if I see that Kathy in Ireland is sending a song out to Joe in the Bronx, I will then put that song on immediately for them and, you know, send a dedication out. And that's
uh-huh.
interesting because those two people I mentioned, they're becoming an item. She's flying in from Ireland to meet Joe in New York. They met on the show.
They met on the Mom and Pop Show. Well,
they
if
met
I'm
on
in
the
New
Mom
York,
and Pop
I'm
show.
Ordained online. I can marry them.
Hey, that's great. That'll be,
yeah,
you know
so,
what we could do? Nancy, we could
yes.
recreate that Tiny Tim thing on Johnny Carson, right?
Tiny Tim?
When Tiny Tim got married on Johnny Carson's show,
oh,
that
Tiny
was the...
Oh, Tiny Tim. Oh, I thought you... Of course, my mind went to Christmas. But,
oh, yeah, well, mine too, of course. Oh, that's a good lead-in for Rudolph, right?
Yeah. Well, we have time. I think I'll close with Rudolph at the end.
Cool.
We still have time. So you decided now... What happened? You got fed up with the New York scene? What happened? Tell me what happened.
Yeah, you know what happened? New York got very – we just started to get very burnt out. We were working nonstop. I was doing a lot of commercials. I was the red M&M on TV. I was doing voice – yeah, that was me. I was doing voiceovers for radio, and I was doing a lot of auditions. You know how it is, auditions
yes.
constantly. And it was a lot of work, and we wanted to buy an apartment, but we found that – the apartments were very prohibitive. It was very expensive. So we said, let's check out what a house would be in, like, Florida, where I have some relatives. And we found that we could do the same thing and own a house. So we moved, and it was right before 9/11. So thank God. God got us out in time, and we cried our eyes out when we saw what happened because that was our hometown.
Yeah.
And we were in Florida, and we were still getting over that. But the thing is, you know, we were blessed. We stayed here. We have a little boy named Charlie who's 8 years old now, and he's also on the show. So, you know, it just worked out. And I'm looking forward to coming back to New York soon.
Oh, definitely. Where in Florida, by the way, are you?
I'm in a town called Hollywood, Florida.
I know Hollywood. I love Hollywood.
I finally made it to Hollywood.
You made it to Hollywood.
Yeah,
that's great. I love it there.
Anytime you're down here, please come and be our
Hollywood.
Guest.
Hollywood,
actually,
love to I have my friend, Natalie Mayer, who I just gave my shout out to, will be close to you. I'm going to put her in touch with you.
Oh,
you
please
can be
do.
Her new friend. She's my Friar friend here.
I would
nice
love that.
Lady,
I would love
and I'm going to connect you two because I think she won't be far. I think she's maybe an hour then. She's in, I think, probably Del Rey or...
Del Rey is right near Boca. That's not
yes.
far.
Yes, that's up. Okay, going to hook you two up.
Oh, that'll be wonderful.
That's great. But I just realized the weather is so wonderful down there, so why don't we have a little weather bit here?
Sure.
Here we go. Here it comes.
Hey, let me turn on the radio and see what the forecast is going to be like today. I can never seem to tune this radio in. It plays on this one station.
Good day, ladies and gentlemen. I'm your guiding guide, your guiding light with the weather forecast for today.
This guy is crazy.
Let me begin by saying that the Baden-Weissenthal is in a high pleasure system in the upper Sandusky region, but as we travel through the Schwaden and the Teubehuskahetten Mountains, we find a tropical influx of gesticulation.
What is he talking
There's
about?
There's an Oncus undercabuncus hovering over our area. Now, this may or may not affect us. However, that all depends on the sweeping effect of the Arthur Tracy Oliver Schull.
Get to the weather
all
already.
All in all, the weather should be very, very lovely, and I think that I think that it'll be a beautiful day.
Sounds like a
wait,
storm.
Wait, there goes my wig. Hey, my wig blew off. Wait a minute. My teeth are falling out. And it's going to be very nice outside. I'm losing my pants. Rain is blowing all over
this
the place.
This guy is too much.
Oh, that's the mom and pop shop.
That's pretty funny. And so tell me about the development of the mom pop shop. How did it start?
Well,
Florida, we got you fed up with New York. He heads to Florida for the better deal, gets a house, has a lovely child, and now he says, I got to do something.
Exactly right. And what happened was I was doing some comedy and hosting some shows, and the word was getting around, and our good friend, a mutual friend of ours, the wonderful Fran Capo, told me about a show.
Fran Capo. Did you say Fran Capo?
I said Fran Capo.
He is my favorite comedian and author. Another voice person as well.
Yes, indeed. And Fran and I were teenagers together.
www.francapo.com. www.francapo.com. Go to that website to see the most unbelievable woman you'll ever read about or read her works.
A great lady who was friends with me since childhood. Can you imagine that? I had to speak very fast in childhood.
Yes, to be friends with Fran.
Fran
is the world record holder for the fastest talking woman in the world. I believe she's been on Betty Jo Tucker's show as well. Real Talk.
Yes.
She's
and I saw her
Talk.
just recently she was on the show The Talk, which is amazing, that television program. She did a hilarious bit where they had Susan Lucci come out, and Fran in one minute had to sum up everything that Susan Lucci's done. Yeah.
Yes.
In any case,
I saw that. That was fantastic.
Yes.
So Fran got you. So Fran said, so here you are, fed up with, you've done comedy with Fran for years and years and years. Then you go on and you're starting your own radio show.
And then Fran's saying, hey, what are you doing over there?
That's Fran.
Yeah.
Hey, what are you doing
over there? You got to do more stuff. You got to do more work. You got to do more things.
Thanks, Fran. You've got Fran down. Hey, guess what? You are Mr. Popular. I think you're breaking my record for most call-ins. Here's another one. It looks like Jersey's calling. Hello,
okay.
Jersey.
Hi, Nancy.
Hi, who's this?
This is Steve Mendoza.
Steve Mendoza, hello.
Hey,
how are
Steve.
You? Hey, George.
Hey, man, how you doing?
I'm doing great. I ran into Nancy last night at the Friars Club with Bob Greenberg, and we had a great time there.
Oh,
fantastic.
That's great.
Yes. Steve, you have questions for you. How do you know George?
I know George through the Mom and Pop Shop and through Bob Greenberg.
There you go, a fan.
I got to know Bob a little bit. I did some acting with him. And then through his Facebook friends, I got to know George. And then I saw the Mom and Pop Shop come on, and I've been listening ever since you started it.
Oh, yes.
Yes, he has. Steve is wonderful, and he contributes things to the show and writes funny things when we get together, and he's a great guy.
Steve, do you have a website?
No, actually, I'm just on Facebook, same as most folks.
All right. Everybody Facebook friend him, Steve Mendoza.
I wanted to be with Steve and you, Nancy, and everybody yesterday in New York at the book signing, but I just couldn't be in two places at the same time. But I promise when I come to New York, I'm taking all of you guys out. We're going to party.
There you go. Thanks for calling in, Steve. Thank you.
All right, thanks.
Nice.
Thanks
guys.
For calling, Steve. Thank you.
Yeah, all right, I'll see you later, George.
All right, man. Thanks.
Called all the way from Jersey. Good guy.
Yeah.
That's
you
nice.
Have
you have a
loud.
Lot of fans. And Betty Jo, I apologize. Why do I have it stuck in my head? Betty Jo's show every Tuesday. It's Movie Attic Headquarters. Sorry, Betty Jo. I'm bad. It's early in New York. That Friars Club party went late.
Yeah, they do. They
so
go,
tell
they
us,
go
can
late.
You start this show. So your friend Fran says, what are you doing?
So my friend, so Fran says, what are you doing? You got to do more stuff, you know? So, okay, so she hooks me up on a show called the Al Cole Show, People of Distinction. And all of a sudden, I was a person of very, very fine distinction. And I went on this show, and I was on for an hour, and I did all these voices and characters. And the owner of the station of HotMix106.com is Corey Marcus. And she's a very beautiful, nice lady in Sacramento, California. And she said, she called me and she said, I just heard you on Al Cole's show. How would you like to do a show? I said, gee, I'd love to.
She called you from where?
From Sacramento, California.
She was listening to a show and heard
you. She was listening to a show on her own station called People of Distinction, which is hosted by Al Cole. He's a very, very good DJ with a wonderful voice, and I was doing all my characters, and Corey Marcus, who's the owner of the station I'm on, Hot Mix 106, she called and said, how would you like to do your own show? And I said, well, I could try an hour a week, and I tried an hour a week for a few weeks, and it became so popular that now we're on every day.
How do you do it? How do you do this every – well, I guess it becomes your job.
It becomes my job, but it's. I always said to myself, what was it like to be like a Soupy and have to be on every single day of the week live? Now, Nancy, I know, and boy, am I tired.
it's amazing that you can do it. I mean, doing it once, I do a random haphazard, never any set time because I'm an actor, and so I never know what my schedule's going to be like, and that's what makes
exactly
doing this show so good. And, you know, Betty Jo is such a big fan of yours. Yes. Oh, I see. Betty Jo's, she has a website called Real Talk Movie Reviews. That's why. And then she also has a book, Confessions of a Movie Addict. So I just get all over the place, I guess, with that, Betty. Did I get the book right, Betty? So sorry. Movie Addict Headquarters, every Tuesday at 4 on Blog Talk Radio. Yes,
and
I love
so
Betty
happy.
Jo. And you were a great guest on her show as well, I remember.
Oh, thank you. Thank
show.
You.
And you and
Betty Jo is a very, very, very nice lady, yeah.
Nice and knowledgeable as well. And you both have such a love of the business that it shows. I mean, it really shows in your work. You both really love what you're doing, and you don't see that anymore. You don't see that. Betty Jo is a very knowledgeable movie person. I love all of her shows.
She's very passionate about it, and she loves
and
it.
And a very good writer, too. I wish they would make her book into a movie, because it's just such a fascinating story about her and her husband and all the people she met. And it's like you, how she fell into what she's doing now.
Exactly.
Good for her. So you do this every day.
I do it every day, and the other,
it's
about a week ago.
It's a one-hour show?
It's a 90-minute show. It used to be 1 hour, but people were writing, I'm sad because the show is over now, and I was looking at all these posts, and they're going, what, that's it? So I said to Corey, do you think we could make it 90 minutes? And she said, yeah, let's go for a little more time. And it just sort of fell into that time slot.
Now, I'm just thinking, but that's me because I'm always the financial person here. I'm just thinking, in that area of Florida, there is a big market for advertising and nostalgia.
Yes. Yes. That's why I'm trying. That's the next thing I'm trying to do. You know how it is in this business today. You have to do everything yourself. I'm trying to get some really good sponsors and hook up with some people who might enjoy this nostalgia.
Oh, by the way, you can see George on YouTube as well. You can go to his site. And you also do, let's mention, you do public speaking as well, don't you?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yes. Public speaking, and also I have a class where I teach seniors. I think seniors make wonderful actors, and there are 900 channels on television now, and they need grandmas and grandpas and moms and dads, and I teach them how to go to auditions, how to book a job, and how to get in commercials and make some extra money.
How to reinvent the second part of their life.
Because, you know, when you go to an audition, if you go to an audition for 20-year-old great-looking people, the line is around the block. If you go to an audition for 50-year-olds, the line is half that size. But when you ask for a 70-year-old, there's nobody there because they've already established their lives and they said, oh, enough of that business already.
Yeah.
But now's the time they can do it.
That's really great that you're doing that. You can find all that information on www.georgebettinger.com.
Yes.
And it's so great that you have that second. So you're teaching. You also, but you do don't you do corporate things? Aren't you available for corporate jobs as well?
Absolutely, yes, that's true, Nancy. I'm available for corporate functions and for product launches and for image tapes and videos. Anytime people need me, I'm very, very willing to be a host, and I love doing that.
Yeah, so you're the well-rounded man, so to speak.
Yeah.
The well-rounded vocal man who's available for corporate events. And wait a minute, we forgot to mention you have some CDs, don't you?
Yes, there's a mom and pop shop CD that people can get to listen to. If you can't get enough of the show 6 days a week, you might want the CD. And you can get the mom and pop shop by just writing to me at georgebettinger.com. There's an email there at
georgebettinger. George, www.georgebettinger.com. And George,
that's it.
Now that your show is going, and let's see, oh, we're running down on our time. But
okay.
Now that you're just so eclectic with everything, do you have a future goal or plan that you're looking to do?
I would love to make more people aware of the mom and pop shop, and of I would hopefully one day like to see it become maybe a TV show or a series and something that kids can enjoy and bring back that kind of TV, you know, mixing the old charm with the new generation of the internet and everything that's new. I'd like to mix it and
bring it
back.
Let me ask you this. Now that I'm on your Facebook, will you alert me to your shows?
I sure will. You're wonderful. I love your show. I love your show.
Well, I love the Mom and Pop Show on every day except Saturday at 4 p.m. on www.hotmix106.com. And that's where they would go to listen to it?
Exactly.
www.hotmix106.com. You're going to hear voices, you're going to hear comedy, and you play a lot of the oldies, I assume.
Oh, a lot of records from the 50s and 60s, and it's really cool. You can make a dedication to your loved one, and I'll be glad to put it on
and
for you.
And do you play, by any chance, as we're running down, because I want to get one last song in, do Durante?
Everybody wants to get into the act. Ha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha. Am I mortified?
Yes, and my favorite song is, you know darn well I can do without Broadway, but can Broadway do without me?
Yay, that's great.
Yes, I also do voices. I should do more of them on the show. But this is about you, George Bettinger, www.georgebettinger.com. Listen to the Mom and Pop Show. Buy his CDs. You're going to hear a lot more about this man globally. Everybody pay attention. All right, George, you've been a great guest. And as I'm getting close to the end, anything you want to add before I play
no,
your
I
one
just
last
want to
song?
Say that I am so happy to be on your show, Nancy. I had
and
a great time.
We're happy
of
to
all
have
of
you.
All yeah, it was wonderful.
It was wonderful, I tell you, wonderful. Take me home. All right, George.
Oh, I love it.
We're going to go out on a little Christmassy thing right here just ahead of time, and I'm sure we can look forward to the Mom and Pop Christmas Hour coming soon.
Oh, yes.
Available. I hope it'll be on a CD, George. Well,
yes,
here we go.
Okay.
It is? Oh, great. Get it. www.georgebettinger.com. And one last song to go
well,
out
Gracie,
on.
Well, Gracie, it's that time of year, dear.
Thank you, George.
Yes, George.
Thank
I
you,
love the holidays. Let's see
I mean,
Rudolph with
you,
all
George.
Of our friends.
All right, Gracie, you start it off.
Thank you. Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose.
And if you ever saw it, you see, you would even say it glows. Now, all of the other reindeer, you know, they used to laugh and call him names, you see. They never let poor Rudolph play in any reindeer games. Oh, you dirty reindeer.
One foggy Christmas Eve, old Santa came to say...
Oh, yes, Rudolph, with your promotion so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then all the reindeer loved him, and they shouted out with glee, you know.
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history.
Wonderful, Gracie.
Thank you.
Now here I want you to do your little solo.
Oh.
Everybody listen to Gracie. You ready, dear?
Yes. Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh, over fields we go, laughing all the way.
Terrific. Now everybody sing. Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose. And if you ever saw it, you dirty rat, you would even say it glows. Now, all of the other reindeer, they used to laugh and call them names.
They never, ever, ever let poor Rudolph play in any reindeer games.
Ah, yes, then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa Claus came to say,
"Oh, is that your nose, Rudolph, or are you just happy to see me?"
Now then, all the reindeer loved him, and they shouted out with glee, you know.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you'll go down in history!
Oh, Gracie, that was wonderful. Now tell everyone good night.
Good night.
George, are you still there?
Yes, I'm here.
Love that. I love that. And Gracie Allen's one of my favorite voices as well. We have 15 seconds.
George, you've been a wonderful guest. I can't thank you enough for joining.
Oh, that's great.
And thank you. WWW, George Bettinger, The Mom and Pop Show. You got to listen. Become a Facebook fan. Stay in touch.
Thank you, Nancy.
Thank you, George.
Thank you, George.
Oh, that is so good. I love it.
Bye-bye.
This was fun. You have a wonderful show.
Thank you. All right.